Howdy, Eastern Sierra. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the only place where news moves faster than a mule on parade day. We've got a lineup today that's hotter than Bishop in July. Sports, winds, snow reports, sunny weather, maybe even a taco or two. Probably two. So whether you're turning in from the top of the mountain or the back booth at your favorite taqueria, we have got you covered with timely news, clever views, and just the right amount of sass. I said sass. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Give us a follow on all the socials and share us with your favorite Eastern Sierra neighbor. Bonus points if they own a mule. Today's show is proudly sponsored by Mule Days, where Bishop turns into the Wild West for one unforgettable week of hooves, hats, and hometown pride. Saddle up, folks. We're getting started. It's National EMS Week, and we're excited to recognize the dedication and compassion of local emergency medical services volunteers. The week highlights the invaluable contributions of these individuals and acknowledges the supportive employers who allow them the flexibility to serve the community. Their combined efforts ensure timely and effective emergency response throughout the Eastern Sierra region. This week is about more than just thanking the EMS volunteers in our area. It's about learning what we can do to better support them. We can't thank you enough for your service. As wildfire season approaches, the local American Red Cross chapter emphasizes the importance of preparedness. The organization advises residents to develop emergency plans, assemble disaster supply kits, and stay informed about potential fire risks. Proactive measures are deemed essential to ensure safety and resilience in the face of potential wildfires. The Red Cross is always looking for more volunteers to help support and uplift the community in times of need. If you're interested, please visit redcross.org/volunteers. Saddle up, Eastern Sierra. It's time to kick off your boots and celebrate the world's greatest mule show. That's right, Mule Days is stampeding back into Bishop this Memorial Day weekend with all the fanfare, mule shows, cowboy poetry, parades, and more braying than a karaoke night at the barn. Whether you're a seasoned wrangler or just here for the funnel cake and fun, Mule Days is the place to be. So hit your wagon and giddy up to Bishop, where the mules are tough, the crowds are rowdy, and the good times, well, they never quit. For tickets, schedule, and full mule mania, trot on over to muledays.org. Don't get left in the dust. From May 21st to 25th, Mammoth Lakes transforms into a haven for film aficionados. Kicking off the festival is the psychological drama Went Up the Hill, directed by Samuel Van Grinsven, a haunting tale set against New Zealand's misty landscape. Closing the curtains is the inspiring documentary Marley Matlin, Not Alone Anymore, directed by Shoshana Stern, which delves into the life of the trailblazing actress, author, and advocate. But it's not all screenings in silence. The festival boasts lively events like the opening night gala, filmmakers' happy hour at Distant Brewing, and the ever-popular filmmakers' bash at Main Street Pizza and Tap. It's where the indie film meets the indie spirit. Recognized by Movie Maker Magazine as one of the top 50 film festivals worth the entry fee for 9 consecutive years now, MLFF, or MILF, is a testament to the power of storytelling and community. So whether you're a cinephile or just in it for the popcorn, the Mammoth Lakes Film Festival promises reels of excitement. For tickets and full lineup, visit mammothlakesfilmfestival.com. You love your daily dose of Eastern Sierra news with a side of wit and weather? Help keep us caffeinated and curious by joining the Eastern Sierra Now Patreon. For as little as the price of one fancy latte a month, you'll help support local reporting, original stories, and the occasional sassy, weather pun, plus exclusive content, behind-the-scenes looks, and the satisfaction of knowing you're keeping the local media alive and well in the Eastern Sierra. Join the squad at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, because journalism, it shouldn't survive, it should thrive, and maybe you have a little fun doing it. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming events. Tonight is the last night to see the student art exhibit at Mono Arts Council, with the gallery closing at 6 p.m. This gallery features artwork from students from 5 to 18, centered around the theme Through the Looking Glass. Mono Arts Council will also be hosting a Numu social dance tonight from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. At Distant Brewing, their weekly open mic night will continue tonight starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Bishop Broncos softball team will face Roosevelt High School in their quarterfinals playoff game starting at 3 p.m. at the Bishop City Park Field 2. Be sure to check them out and show your support. Backing up in Mammoth, the Warming Hut will hold another session of Not Your Grandmother's Bingo tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m. in support of Mono Arts Council. Also tomorrow, C5 Art Studios Sewing Circle Group will be meeting again starting at 5:30 p.m. This group is open to all skill sets, but remember that it is not a class, so no instructors will be present. For the trivia enthusiasts, Mammoth Brewing will continue to host their weekly trivia night tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. with my boy Maurice Cooper. Lastly, the Snarl Lecture Series will continue tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. with a focus on the recovery of the mountain yellow-legged frog. As always, for more information on local events like these, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Well, folks, spring may be in full swing, but the slopes at Mammoth Mountain are still hanging in there, like your favorite pair of ski socks. Slightly worn, but absolutely reliable. We are kicking off the week with those classic Eastern Sierra bluebird days, sunny skies, light winds, and 56 inches of soft, forgiving spring snow. That's right, the base is still hanging on tighter than a goggle tan in gym. Today, we've got 79 trails and 7 lifts spinning across the final 3 terrain parks of the season. Forest Trail is looking especially fine with some sweet features that'll make your inner park rat squeal with joy. Or at least post something vaguely impressive on Instagram. It's pretty much what I do. Now, here's your pro tip. Circle Friday, May 23rd on your calendar in neon wax because summer activities opening weekend is almost here. That means it's your chance to attempt the Mammoth Mountain trifecta. Carve the slopes, ride the bike park, and take a swing at the scenic golf course. All in one legendary day. So wax the skis, charge a GoPro, and don't forget the sunscreen. Because spring's not over till Mammoth says it's over. This is your mountain. Go make the most of it. This month, Eastern Sierra Now's Epic Eats poll is all about one thing. Tacos. Duh. Glorious. Flavorful. I'll take 10, please. Tacos. Leading the salsa-soaked charge, El Charro and Mammoth Lakes, serving up bites worth writing home and voting about. So who really serves up the ultimate taco? Well, that's up to you. Hungry citizens, cast your vote. Show your taco pride and help us crown the tortilla titan of the Eastern Sierra. Head to easternsierranow.com to vote in the Epic Eats poll. And remember, every vote brings us one step closer to taco glory. Now let's move on to local sports report brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the only thing faster than their service is a Broncos fastball. The Bishop Union High School varsity softball team delivered a commanding 10-0 victory over Legacy Christian in the first round of CIF Central Section Division 6 playoffs. Pitcher Sienna Fuller was untouchable, throwing 4 innings of no-hit softball, striking out 9 and walking just 1. This win propels the Broncos into the quarterfinals, where they'll face Roosevelt High School tomorrow, May 20th at 3 p.m. at the Bishop City Park Field 2. In track and field, senior Gabby Vinker broke the BUHS senior record for the 200-meter with a time of 28:51, because of course she did. Freshman Hunter Daly once again broke his record for the triple jump, adding another foot to the record. And the boys' 4x100, 4x400, and girls' 4x400 relay teams each broke their personal best records. In throws, BUHS had 2 boys advance to finals in shot put and 3 boys advance to finals in discus. Additionally, Wyatt Mears was one of only 2 freshmen to qualify in shot put, with both freshmen throwing a distance of 41 feet 2 inches. So whether you're celebrating a no-hitter or a record-breaking throw, swing by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where every victory tastes better with a side of fries. It's true. Let's dive into the forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from Monday through Wednesday. Starting with Bishop, where the sun is turning up the heat faster than a jalapeno in July, here's what to expect. Today, sunny and breezy with a high of 83, low of 47. Perfect day to test if your sunscreen still works. Mine does. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, high of 88, low of 49. Remember, hydration's key. Coffee doesn't count. I've learned that the hard way. And Wednesday, very warm and sunny, reaching a high of 90, low of 51. It's so hot, even the lizards are looking for shade. Heading up to Mammoth Lakes, where spring is making a grand entrance. Here's the outlook. Windy morning turning into milder day with plenty of sunshine, 64, 32. Great day for scenic hike, just hold on your hat. Tomorrow, warm and sunny with a high of 67, low of 35. Ideal conditions for enjoying the great outdoors. And Wednesday, warm with abundant sunshine and a breezy afternoon, 70 and 42. Don't forget your sunglasses. It's bright out there. That's your weather forecast for the next few days. Whether you're soaking up the sun in Bishop or enjoying the spring vibes in Mammoth Lakes, make the most of this beautiful weather. Stay safe, stay cool, and stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now for more updates. And that's all for today, Eastern Sierra. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. From CIF records to spring skiing to sunburn warnings, we like to think of ourselves as your go-to source for that stuff, you know, the stuff that actually matters. And maybe a few things that don't, let's be honest. But we're trying to make you smile anyway. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Mule Days. Don't miss the parades, the pageantry, and the mules who can probably out-hike us all. Be sure to subscribe to the channel, follow us on socials, and stay tuned for Eastern Sierra Now, where local news meets mountain charm and sarcasm is always in season. See you next time.